Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. I'm the owner of David Rothstein Music. Our website is drsmusic.com. This program is designed to be a helpful resource for both brides and groom as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a wedding professional from a variety of different aspects of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from their fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest or a show to do, please let me know. All these programs that we are doing are actually archived through our website, which once again is drsmusic.com. Click on the Wedding 101 Radio Show, and you can listen to a variety of different shows. We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Thank you. Our guest today is Laura Manteuffel from Elizabeth Grace Papery and Gifts. And let me give you a little bit of background about Laura. Coming from a theatrical design background and a successful career in New York, Laura decided to indulge in her love for all things paper and her obsession for beautiful typography and become a graphic designer. The first time she accompanied a friend to select her wedding invitations, she was amazed to find out how difficult it was to find exactly what she was looking for. Nothing was just as she imagined, and there seemed to be too many compromises that people were having to make. It didn't take long for her to decide to design them themselves. After helping her friend with all the details for her wedding, Laura was hooked, and she found wedding invitations to be a wonderful contrast to the corporate graphic design and branding that was compromising most of her business. Laura loved finding luxurious papers and using different printing techniques to make sure every invitation was truly special. She said it was wonderful to be part of the process, to work with so many people to find the perfect paper for their perfect event. Many of the brides and grooms she's worked with over the years have become treasured friends. Over the years, the business has grown. They've moved from their tiny one-room studio apartment to the trendy Lincoln Park boutique full of gifts and wonderful invitations from all the talented designers she has admired for years. Laura says, as jobs go, it doesn't get much better than this. So right now, we'd like to welcome Laura to the program.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here.
Let's get started. The first question I'm going to ask is a little bit about the general nature of what you guys do. What are the main products and services that you provide for weddings?
Oh, we kind of do everything wedding, David. It's, you know, the wedding invitation is kind of the most important thing, but we start with a couple on their save the dates, and we can do gift bags and thank you notes and menus and programs and everything right to the end. What I really like about it all is kind of branding their whole wedding so that everything kind of goes together and all their paper has a good constant through line like that.
And obviously the first step once people do get engaged is to send out their save the date cards. How far in advance should a couple send those cards out?
I usually recommend 6 to 9 months before the wedding, but if it's a destination wedding or a couple's getting married on a holiday weekend or maybe even in Chicago Marathon weekend, mm-hmm. where hotels are really at a premium, it could go a little more. I would never send it out longer than a year because I think then it just gets a little confusing as to which year people are getting married. But, you know, and also if you're planning a wedding pretty quickly, we've certainly sent them out kind of at the 4 to 5 month mark, too.
Okay. And is there a standard format for information that should be included on the card, or are there some variations that people do these days?
I think to save the date, you really want to get your guests to the right city on the right weekend. I really kind of try and talk our clients out of putting the place it's going to be because you want to save all that for the invitation. I also think that including your hotel information, if you can get that worked out, you know, that far in advance, is a great time to give them room block information and hotel rates, just so you don't have to give it to them later and they can really get a jump on making their travel arrangements.
So basically you have to anticipate the bigger things. You just want to get your foothold on the actual date as opposed to getting all the nitty-gritty of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really
I don't want to give away those great details.
Exactly. Okay, so now you've sent out the Save Your Date card. And you're hoping everybody is following through with that and putting that on their calendar. Now we'll move on to the actual invitation itself. It is important that the invitations actually reflect the same feel that you have in terms of the paper, the fonts, the whole feel of the actual Save Your Date card. Should the two of those kind of correlate together, or can they be completely different?
I don't think they need to match at all. I mean, they certainly can. I've sent out wedding invitations that, you know, are sort of the big brother of the Save the Date. You know, they kind of, you know, really all are from the same suite or really go together. But many times the Save the Date has a lot more fun and whimsy to it. You know, you could be a little crazier if you've got some wilder colors you want to use, be a little more trendy with that, where your wedding invitation might want to be a little more timeless, a little more classic or neutral. You know, it really all depends on the wedding you're throwing.
And people nowadays are much more creative than they used to be back in the day, where it was just a formalized card that you just sent out. And now people are using all kinds of different things, like photographs or different design elements, because Save the Dates, as I've seen, are just, like you said, a lot more whimsical, a lot more fun. You've got the initial excitement of just being engaged and everything that goes along with that, as opposed to really needing a lot of specific information as you would in your invitation.
Well, yeah, I think there's, you know, so many different things. You know, wedding stationery on the whole has changed so much over the years. I think Martha Stewart was really instrumental in making color okay to use. You know, 25 years ago, everything was black engraving on ecru paper. That was what was done. That was what, you know, all of our mothers did. And she made it okay to bring in great color. And it's just, you know, gone crazy from there. There's just been, you know, such a trend in letterpress and motifs and everything. You know, I think with photographers getting so much more creative, we see a lot of photo save the dates and some really, you know, fun things going on there, and some much more creative wedding invitations.
Yeah, it's nice that people are sharing these ideas with each other, too, with using, obviously, Pinterest has become a very, very important part of any kind of design work these days, especially with weddings. People are not only just coming up with great ideas, but willing to share them with other brides and other friends that that at some point may be getting married. And so there's a lot more creativity that people can do, and I think that's really, really important. And every aspect of your wedding should simply just be an expression of who you are as a couple. And if you get great ideas about certain trends or certain fonts that are happen to be in season and it fits into who you are and things that you love, then you should absolutely do that. But if these are things that you're doing to show everybody how hip and trendy you are, I would definitely not advise doing those types of things. So it's important to get a good idea of who you are as a couple and then have all the various aspects of your wedding kind of reflect that. And one of the first things that you'll be doing is really sending out your save the date. That's the most, besides getting the fiancé, which is a very important aspect of having a wedding, getting the save the dates out there is very, very important. So you really want to include things, as you talked about with Martha Stewart, adding colors, adding some other design elements that say, this is who we are, and we'd love to have you share our big day with us.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And I think, you know, we used to say the wedding invitation was sort of your first glimpse into the wedding. You know, anymore, it could also be the save the date. But I also think, you know, you can also keep that a little bit separate. I think your wedding invitation really should reflect the whole look and feel of your wedding. That's part of what it tells them what kind of evening it's going to be. You know, if you were doing a very formal wedding invitation, I wouldn't, you know, I'm totally messing that up. A formal wedding invitation, you know, for a formal wedding. You wouldn't want to send out something formal if you were having, like, a casual beach wedding.
Exactly, because you're really setting the tone for what the wedding's really going to be like. One of the things that we had talked about before going on the air was in terms of using handwriting in any kind of way or personalizing each individual card. Now, if you're having, you know, 350 guests, obviously that is a daunting task, and I have tried for many years to handwrite as many holiday cards as possible, which I try to do for my close friends, but for a lot of people that I've worked with through the year, colleagues and stuff like that, and trying to do that for 300 or 400 people really is an incredible task to do. Are there some handwriting things that they can possibly include to maybe personalize it?
Well, I think hand-addressed envelopes are always such a nice touch. Whether you're hiring a calligrapher to do it by hand, it's just sort of, that personal touch. We've done wedding invitations where there's a little space on the invitation for your guest's name. So it would say, the pleasure of your company, and then it has your guest's name handwritten right on it, is requested at the marriage of, and it goes on to list the bride and groom and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lovely formal way to do things. And you see that on some royal wedding invitations and, some presidential things. But that's not at all inappropriate for, regular people like us to do as well.
There you go. And some other elements I've seen people using is the love stamps. Have you seen that as a popular item to kind of enhance the save the date or the invitations?
Well, stamps in general are so much fun. There's a number of ways to do custom stamps. So you could almost make your own love stamp or use a photo from an engagement session or your dog with a wedding pillow or something. But we also use some vintage stamps where we've gotten old love stamps that the post office issued, years ago, and put a collection of those on the wedding invitation as well, and that can be a really lovely way to go.
And a lot of times, for brides, if you have some different ideas or some concepts, but you don't really know how to translate them into making them work, when you sit down with somebody, an expert like Laura, she can really say, here's some other ideas that you can do, so don't feel like you have to have everything all put together. You can just have some general ideas, some colors you like, some fabrics you like, and Laura and her incredible staff is going to be able to sit down with you and look at some different options, and maybe we can put this with this, this with that, and then you've got somebody who's really going to hold your hand and walk you through all the various options you can do and really develop something that you absolutely love.
Oh, we love to do that. I love it when a bride comes in with her Pinterest board or, a folder full of magazine clippings. These are all the things she loves, and then kind of helping her develop all of that. It is her invitation. Just because we help her design it, it's still really her brainchild. So that's so much fun for us.
Do you have some examples of some really creative things that you've done maybe in the last few years?
We just did a really gorgeous one. They just went out in the mail a couple weeks ago for a bride having a destination wedding. And her original idea was to include like a dried sand dollar or possibly a seahorse in with the invitation. And we kind of thought about modernizing that a little bit. And we actually did this really beautiful laser cut design that wrapped around her wedding invitation. So sort of a paper folder jacket that was around it that had a very intricate seahorse and a fish.
Wow.
And some coral on it. They really just turned out beautiful, and her guests were really impressed, and I think everybody was really happy with that. But, that started out as something and ended up totally different and was really a lot of fun for us.
That sounds really, really a lot of fun, and I think it engages the guests that are coming to get extra excited about the wedding and the fact that they took the time to do all these little additions to it really makes them anticipate the wedding that much more, because if they spent that much time on just the invitations or the save the date, I can't wait to see what they do for the actual wedding,
Oh, absolutely. And she's got a lot of activities that weekend, so the invitation really, covered all of that and gave them a lot of information. We also just met with a bride who was getting married in France, and she had saved her whole wedding paper budget to do a wonderful welcome packet for her guests. And we designed this really wonderful kind of folder that kind of closed with a string and button, and we used a vintage ribbon to close it. It was all letterpressed, and we created a little monogram for her and her husband, and she enclosed all the wines they were serving at their wedding, along with a little storybook about how they met and an itinerary for all the wine tasting they were going to do in France for the weekend. I mean, it was just a really lovely presentation for them, welcoming them to the Burgundy region of France. It was really such a fun project to work on.
Incredible. And that's one thing that brides and grooms should really remember, that wedding planning, although there is certainly a lot of work and a lot of research and a lot of contracts and things like that, it can be so much fun. If you are open-minded, if you guys are communicating back and forth, if you hire top-quality vendors, they're going to love to work with you because they want to help you create your vision. And by using their experience and all the different variety of types of events and that they've done before, various types of weddings, formal, casual, everything in between, they're going to be able to help you create what is most comfortable for you. So, you know, enjoy the process. Don't get too stressed out by it. And just by hiring the best people, you're going to be much more relaxed, not only on the day of the wedding, but also throughout the whole process.
I feel exactly the same way about that. I mean, I really started the company because I wanted brides to enjoy every minute of being a bride and every minute of that whole time to be engaged, you know, and that's exactly what I tell people. Hire vendors you like and you trust, and nothing will go wrong.
Good. Now, let's switch over to, we touched on it a little bit, but to the actual formal invitation. And when should a bride and groom be sending out the official invitation?
I would say anywhere 6 to 10 weeks. I think 8 to 10 weeks out from the wedding is usually good. We used to say 6 to 8 weeks, but a mother of the bride recently told me she's busier than Emily Post was, and I think she's kind of right. We need a little more time now, so 8 to 10 weeks is good.
Okay, and is there ever any kind of electronic, in terms of email or any other form of Facebook or anything like that, that's at all involved with inviting people for weddings, or is it? You think it's always going to be the old school, not to replace it, but as another way of enhancing the invitation?
I hope it always stays as a hard-mailed invitation. I mean, I'm a stationary snob, and I myself don't even pay that much attention to Evites, but I don't know. Your wedding is formal. It's this special day.
Good.
I would really hope it's always a hard invitation, but...
Yeah, I agree that it'll always be a hard invitation, but I just wondered if people would enhance anything. You know, I've seen they now have Facebook couples pages on there, and if sometimes people will, you know, enhance the invitation or have set up a website. I know some people will do that with the same information that they have on the invites.
I think a website or a Facebook page to help, you know, disseminate some of those extra details that you might not have at quote-unquote press time for your invitation can be a lovely way to do that. It's sometimes a great way to get registry information out there because that's usually kind of a no-no on invitations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And another quick tip that I always like to give brides, if Bob and Julie are getting married and they're just starting, they just got engaged, rather than them having their two separate email addresses, that they're constantly forwarding things back and forth and everything like that. If you set up an actual wedding email account, so Bob and Julie 5.14.13@gmail.com, you can take all your wedding-related emails when you sign up for a variety of different services and meeting with vendors. You just give out that email address. So then you can take all your wedding-related emails, use them just for that email address. You can organize them by your florist, your photographer, your band, the venue, and everything. So then you can both access that same email address from wherever you are in the world 24 hours a day. And the best part is when you get home from your honeymoon, you can just completely delete the entire email address, and that'll make your life much, much easier.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I've seen a lot of couples do that. One thing I'd add to that, though, is remember to actually put your name in the header of it, because I get so many emails from brides who have done that, and it's wedding email. And then I get all confused over who's emailing what.
There you go. I like that additional tip there. So, great. What are some of the design elements that the creative couples have been using for invitations? Are they similar to what people are doing for the save your date things, or do you feel – now, I know you said they're a little bit more formal – than the save your date. But are there some unique things that they can add easily to help them express themselves?
I think monograms are always a really beautiful touch. And your monogram can be old-fashioned and vintage or very sleek and modern. You know, there's so many different ways to do that. you know, you can also bring in elements. We've been working on designing a line of invitations that we're going to debut at an event next year based on, like, motifs from wedding invitation or from wedding dresses. So we're going to copy, or not copy, but use, like, beading patterns as inspiration or different lace patterns from a bride's gown and kind of replicate that on their wedding invitation and their wedding stationery. Different, I've seen architectural motifs from, like, yeah, the reception venue used. The staircases at the Rookery have been something we've replicated a lot for brides getting married there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it so much really depends on, you know, what the couple's wedding is like. You know, a wedding invitation at Cafe Brouwer and that, you know, wonderful feel is going to be totally different than, you know, something at a much more modern venue.
Yeah, once again, everything comes back to your particular personality and your style. What are some of the elements that makes one invitation more expensive than another? Of course, the famous George Costanza scene, which has certainly been brought a lot of attention to wedding invitations. And then you go to another extreme, something like the Kim Kardashian invitations. And hopefully the two options certainly have better results than those two examples I just gave you for a lasting relationship. But what are the elements that make one invitation more expensive than another?
Well, we certainly hope nobody dies from licking all their wedding invitations shut,
yeah.
But we offer that service if you want to avoid it altogether.
Mm-hmm.
We get asked that question all the time, you know, how much do wedding invitations cost? And there's so many things that go into, you know, making an invitation more expensive or less expensive. Your main one being quantity. If you're having a small wedding and sending out, you know, 25 or 30 wedding invitations, your price per piece is going to go up because you don't have the quantity of wedding invitations to offset all your setup charges. You know, if you're sending out 200 or 250 invitations, you could do something a little more elaborate, more cost effectively, just because of your quantity to offset your setup charges.
Mm-hmm.
Thickness of your paper. You know, a lot of brides like the really thick, yummy paper that is wonderful for letter pressing and engraving. That's going to be more costly than a more economical, thinner cardstock. Your printing method itself also goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of at the top of the ladder, you have letter pressing and engraving. You know, two very old-style printing techniques that tend to be a little more costly because you're actually making a printing plate.
Mm.
That also is the only kind of printing that will work on the really thick stocks because it's a straight feed through the press. They give the little printing lecture every time we meet with a customer. But then thermography and digital printing and flat printing can be a less expensive way to print. So, you know, there's really a lot of different combinations that allow us to work with different budgets and kind of meet different price ranges. So there's so many different things that can make it more or less expensive. All the extra embellishing. I think Kim Kardashian's invitations, if I got the right report from the woman who I know did them, they had little Swarovski crystals all along the edge of the invitation, which all of that needs to be applied by hand. So
incredible.
Can imagine the hours of work that went into something like that.
And probably a lot more hours than actually went into the actual marriage itself.
I would imagine it did.
So, yeah, that's pretty incredible to spend all that much money and time and forgot about, the relationship with the bride and groom. Well, that's secondary. We got to make sure we get the, you know, the special envelopes engraved with their photographs and crystals on them. And has the do-it-yourself trend affected your business, or how do you feel about that?
I don't really think the do-it-yourself trend has affected us too much. I would say most of our brides aren't really the do-it-yourselfers. I think we've kind of come up with a little bit of a phrase, design it yourself, you know, that it's a lot of work to put a wedding invitation together. There, you know, are companies like Paper Source that offer all the supplies to do it, and by all means, if you're crafty and you've got a lot of patience, you can put a wonderful wedding invitation together. But it's taken me a lot of years to figure all this out. I don't think, you know, your average bride is might not have all that patience to do all that herself. We've certainly worked with a lot of brides who have tried and then just gave up. And at
right.
that point, you know, you've bought a lot of materials that didn't go to use. I think it can be kind of frustrating, but, you know, if you have those ideas or there's certain things that you want to do yourself to assemble them or tying bows, you know, there's all sorts of ways you can be involved in the process. We can kind of do as much or as little to help you with that.
Yeah, I talked to a bride a few months ago that said that she had attempted to do the same thing. I think it was for like table place cards or something, and she said it took them so long that it took them like three times as long, ended up costing just as much as hiring a professional. And what I recommend for people that that really want to have to express themselves is to come in with some specific ideas and some elements that you want to do, and then put it in the hands of someone like Laura or their staff. If you have a friend who is a especially creative person, and they are willing to do that, you could talk to them about it, but realize that never hire anybody you can't fire. And if you put this on your maid of honor and say, hey, I want you to come up with the invitations for us, and you don't like how it turned out, well, you're kind of out of luck. You can't fire her, and also it's going to probably affect your relationship with her. So I think it's always best, if you can, to get some great ideas, come up with something really creative, then go to somebody like Laura who can really sit down and take those elements to life.
I've seen that so many times, David, you know, where there's a fight between a mom and a daughter because they were going to do something, or when a couple has decided to do their place cards and table numbers themselves. And that happens at the end of the process. And the last thing you want to be doing that week before your wedding is working on your own place cards.
Exactly. You have enough things to think about.
Your family's in town. You know, you want to spend time with those people, not writing names on place cards.
Exactly. And there's a reason why, you know, Laura just didn't wake up one day and be like, okay, I'm going to just be a graphic design person, do invitations. There's a lot of studying. There's a lot of practice. There's a lot of education that goes into this. Don't try this at home.
Oh, I was so lucky to learn from some of the best in the business when I started out. I was just really so blessed to learn from them and learn how it's done. I could never see myself where I am now without them. It was really lucky.
And that really applies to all the various professionals that you're going to be working with. So if you think you're going to have Uncle Bob, do video for you, well, first of all, if Uncle Bob hasn't actually done professional video, you're underestimating it. Uncle Bob is underestimating it. And you only get this one chance to have this great, fabulous wedding. You don't get to do a retake. You can't, you know, get another wedding taken care of. This is your one moment. So really hire the absolute best people you can, especially in the really key positions, to get the best results for your wedding. You really do get what you pay for.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, a lot of brides have come to us, you know, with different budgets. And I always tell them, you know, you don't need fancy invitations. You're going to be married at the end of the day no matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of these things are important to you, you know, figure out what your priorities are, and that's where you should sink your money in your wedding budget too. You know, not everybody's a paper person. You know, some people want all the money in music or in their food or in top shelf liquor. Yeah, I think it really depends on what their priorities are. But, you know, I could never tell someone, you know, your wedding or your marriage is going to be better if you have more expensive wedding invitations.
Absolutely, yeah. That is, you can't really make up for a bad marriage by having fancier envelopes, you know.
No. You need that other person. You need that great person, and then it should all work out great.
Absolutely. Now, what are some of the other elements that you create for the wedding, such as like table cards, ceremony programs? Are you involved in all those things? Or?
We love to be involved in all those things. You
okay.
know, I think by that time you've already worked up a great dialogue with the bride and groom, so I know what they like. You know, menus and programs seem to design themselves, you know, sort of in my mind, because I know what they like, I know what the feel is. I've probably talked to their florist and their wedding planner if they're working with one. That's a lot of fun. But we also do welcome bags or hospitality presents for their guests. We deliver them to the hotels. We do table cards and table numbers, escort cards,
Thank you cards.
Thank you cards. There isn't anything we don't do.
Okay. So when people come to you, they're saying, what do I need? What are the various elements that I need for the wedding? And then you kind of march them through this and then through that. Or do they come to you and say, you're going to take care of the invitations and save the date. I've got another company that's going to do table cards. Or they tend to use you for a variety of different aspects of their...
Usually people use us kind of from soup to nuts. But, you know, it really all depends. I mean, I really have seen a lot of people who maybe are doing something a little more creative, you know, doing some great idea they found on Pinterest for their escort cards, and maybe they don't need us for that. Sometimes, you know, they don't know at that point. I think wedding planning is so dynamic. You know, things can change so quickly, or you think you have this great idea and then you just don't have time to pull it off. And, you know, we have to kind of come in at the 11th hour and help out with that, which is all fine. You know, that's really all very normal, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, I keep saying it, but it really so much depends on what the couple is doing. And, you know, not everybody has it all planned out to every last detail 6 months before the wedding. I think that's just not practical.
Yeah, and also, you know, I mean, a lot of brides and grooms, they really get overwhelmed by everything. And one thing that'll make things easier is to tap into some other resources. There's a tremendous amount of information that's out there now. And one thing is certainly you can go through the archives on our about the Wedding 101 radio show here. We've interviewed people from Food for Thought Catering, Andre Lacour, photographer, Calvin Lyon, who's an excellent photographer, a wide variety of different wedding planners like Debbie Lilly. There's lots of people that you can tap into and listen to their programs, get some real insights. Of course, this will be a valuable resource as well. And there's a lot of information you know, on various sites like The Knots and Wedding Wire and just Googling around that can really help you get through this, because for years and years and years, people have done this successfully. So don't panic. Just make your way through with your checklist, but try to get the best information. The more educated you are, the better results you're going to have for your wedding.
I think it's almost like, you know, they always tell you if you're going to go meet with a doctor to come in with a list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're almost the same way. I think the more questions you can ask us, the more we can help you. If you need recommendations on vendors, like, we all know everybody in the industry. We're great at marrying up people that we think are going to be a good fit with, you know, different couples and everything. You know, I think picking your wedding professionals is so important, you know, to people you relate with. If you get them and they get you, everything's going to go great.
Good. And let's get back to some of the more technical aspects of the invitations and everything. How long does it take for a couple to get their invitations back once, and also the save your date cards, once you've actually signed off on the design?
Gosh, that's almost as hard to answer as how much do wedding invitations cost.
Okay. In general, though.
In general, I would say your save the date is generally printed less extravagantly, so therefore can be printed a little quicker. For save the dates, usually we can do anything within 2 to 4 weeks, you know, for the most part. Obviously, if you're in more of a time crunch, there's always rush charges or, you know, favors to be pulled or anything like that. We can always get it done a little quicker, but for everybody to be relaxed, if you count on 2 to 4 weeks for your save the date, you're in good shape. Wedding invitations can sometimes be more like 2 to 6 weeks. You know, if you're doing a thermography print, that can be turned around fairly quickly if you need, you know, two-color engraving and gilded edges, that can be 6 weeks. It really depends on what you do. But I think talking about what your schedule is, what your deadlines are, if everybody's working on the same thing, then, you know, we push you to make deadline decisions quicker, closer to your deadlines, and get it all done. Also allowing, if you're going to work with a calligrapher, kind of tacking on 2 extra weeks for a calligrapher to do his or her thing in there.
Mm-hmm.
Just keeps everybody a little calmer.
Okay. And what about the actual mailing of the pieces? Is that something that you provide a service for that, or is that something people can just get together with a bunch of their girlfriends and a bottle of wine and here's a pile of stamps, let's all do this together, or
so
is there a service that provides that?
So many great things happen over the bottle of wine with girlfriends. But we're also happy to mail them out for you. You know, we double and triple check everything. We take it down to a little post office that hand cancels things. You know, we can mail it. That's something your guests would never know you didn't do. So if you're feeling rushed or bogged down at work, you know, those are things that you can pass off and you don't have to worry about. I just think it's great when a family can actually do it. Nobody knows your list like you do, so you might see something that might have been wrong in your address list that you didn't notice. I think it's always great when a family really can look at them, then you know it was mailed out. You know, it's one thing when I'm checking things off a list and we double and triple check everything, but when you know it and you've seen it, then you know. It's a little peace of mind there.
How do you stay inspired and able to present your clients with fresh, new ideas, even though you may have done hundreds of similar programs? I mean, if somebody just comes up and says, I don't know what I want, how do you stay fresh? You've been doing this for a number of years now, and of course, people want to feel that you're just as enthusiastic now as you were when you first started, or maybe even more. How do you stay fresh? How do you stay up in the latest trends or keep up in the different ideas instead of getting burned out, which a lot of sometimes you hear of stories about people happening that have been in business for a long time?
I think everybody goes through that, and I know I do go through it myself. I feel so lucky that I would say at least once or twice a season I get a bride that totally inspires me with something brand new that she wants to do that feeds all the design work I do for the whole year. I mean, she just gets me inspired. A couple years ago, I was in a slump, and I worked with a bride who was getting married in Texas who just had all these creative ideas, and that was so great for me. It really got me very energized and excited about designing again.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I go to the stationery show in New York every year and see what other designers are doing and showing, and that's always fabulous inspiration. You kind of watch what the printing industry is doing. A number of years ago, we saw a tremendous resurgence of letterpress just becoming so popular. The last couple of years, we've seen foil stamping and the fabulous metallics just become so popular. But I think there's always something in the industry that's kind of new and different, but really old and tried and true at the same time, just kind of reworking it. There's new color palettes that come up. There's so many things that keep it fresh. But for me, it's the excitement of a bride and her ideas and how it comes together that I think always inspires me. Even when we're reworking kind of one of our stock designs or working within one of the lines we represent here at the shop, just even seeing it in a fresh color palette is new and different and inspiring in its own way.
And do you personally use Pinterest in terms of getting various ideas? I know brides and grooms certainly use Pinterest quite a bit. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but is that something you personally and your other designers go on Pinterest just to kind of nose around and see what some other ideas are out there?
We're all Pinterest addicts out there. I think I mean, I love Pinterest for a lot of things. I love that they're now doing secret boards. So as a bride, you can plan your wedding and have a secret board so that you're not telecasting everything you're doing for your wedding before your actual wedding.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I look at what a lot of designers are pinning, get all sorts of inspiration, you know, just things we like. But looking at a bride's Pinterest board is always fun because I can immediately just sort of see what kind of evening she's envisioning. She might not see how it all comes together, but I think when somebody objective looks at it, it's really kind of amazing how much that tells us.
Yeah, that is some real insights because these are the things that inspire her, certainly enough to want to share it with others or to keep track of it all. So
I almost like seeing what they don't like as much as what they like, too. You know, almost having a Pinterest board of this is not my wedding is almost as helpful to me as this is what I love. Because at least then I know, okay, I'm not going to pull that out. I'm not going to show you this.
Yeah, that's a really good insight, and to be able to know not just what you love, but also what you don't love. And I think that's a very important thing for a bride to have an idea of as well. And I get asked a lot, like, what's your favorite venue to play at? And, you know, or what's the best venue in Chicago? Well, it's kind of like, who's the best person to marry? You know, I mean, do you have 500 guests? Do you have 30 guests? Are you in your 20s? Are you in your 60s? Do you want to be downtown? Do you want to be in the suburbs? So with everything, it has to be fit in with your personality. Once again, it all really kind of stems back to that. And our music company actually spends a lot of extra time getting to know the people that we're playing for and create a lot of personal touches. We just recently played for a couple that loved the Chicago Cubs. Their last name is Murphy, and they got married on the 24th. So we went to the water tower place, and I got them a Cubs jersey. Had the Murphy engraved on there, actually added to the back of the jersey, and had the number 24 added. And everybody signed the jersey, and we gave it to them as a one-of-a-kind gift. And those are the things that people cherish so much more than some solid gold World's Best Bride trophy, you know. And years later, you know, as people, especially your grandparents, as they pass on, and parents and stuff, those things become much more valuable. And so whatever personal touches we can all create and whatever industry we're in, I think that everybody wins that way.
Well, I'd really like a World's Best Bride trophy, but
I will certainly get you one of those.
I'm not a bride.
Okay. All right. Well, as soon as you're ready, you will we'll set that up for you. Absolutely. What makes one stationery designer better, or one design company better than another one?
I don't think there's a way to say one's better than another. I mean, I think there's an analogy I use in the shop a lot when I'm trying to kind of explain better is a black cashmere turtleneck sweater. You know, you can buy a Ralph Lauren for hundreds and hundreds of dollars, or you can get black cashmere at Target, you know, for $40 or $50. Is one better than the other? I don't know. They're both black cashmere. You know, you're going to spend a little bit for certain labels. Does the average person know what's a better stationery label than the other? I don't know. I do. I'm a paper snob. I can play name that paper with anything, but I don't think your average guest would know that. So in some ways, you know, that price could be a little, you know, lost on someone, or, you know, maybe not worth it. You know, we carry a lot of lines in the shop. We probably got 30 or 40 different wedding invitation lines in addition to all of our custom work. Some lines are great at price point, and they offer you a fabulous value for every dollar. Some have 1,000 bells and whistles and so many things you can add and embellish your invitations with, so that makes them best for something like that. Some people have, you know, great quality. I don't know. We just so carefully edit our collection here that I think everyone is best for something, you know. Some are really best at old and traditional and timeless, and some are really fresh and trendy.
And I think also one element that goes into it is actually the experience of sitting down with the folks at Elizabeth Grace and sitting down with an actual human being, as opposed to ordering things necessarily online and not really getting the creativity or really being able to touch the paper and see different fonts and having, what about this, what about that, what about that? And that's what people are paying a little bit more to get, that type of experience with you.
It is a little bit more. You know, I'm not going to lie to you and say you can't get something really great online, but most people have never gotten married before. So for most of our brides, it is their first time doing this. So they're going to have questions. I hope the hand-holding that we do with all of our clients is really beneficial to them. You know, we've got a number of girls working here who are actually all married and have gone through it and know what it's like to be a bride. So I haven't done that, but I've gone through enough weddings that I feel like I can still handhold. You know, but yeah, we can let you touch and feel everything and help you pick it out and make suggestions and all of that. I think that's a very valuable service.
Absolutely. And it's also fun, like you mentioned, you may not have the bottle of wine, but going there with your sister, with your maid of honor, maybe your mom, it can be really...
Oh, you can have the bottle of wine.
You can have the bottle of wine, okay. All right. So.
All we need is an excuse to pop champagne over here.
There you go. But that whole element of sitting down and going through this stuff together can be really, really fun.
Yeah, very much.
Okay. Well, great. We certainly want to thank our fantastic guest, Laura Manteuffel from Elizabeth Grace. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. It's been fun.
And if you would like to get a hold of her, the phone number is 773-477-9830. That's 773-477-9830. And the address, if you want to stop by their fabulous store, is 2438 2438 North Clark here in Chicago. Their website is elizabethgrace.com, elizabethgrace.com. You can email her, laura@elizabethgrace.com. And we'd like to certainly thank Laura for being a guest on the program. If you do need any fabulous live music for your upcoming wedding, feel free to go through our website, which is drsmusic.com. That's drsmusic.com. And you'll be able to listen to this show as well as all the other shows which are archived on the Wedding 101 radio show. So thank you so much for listening. Go through all the other shows. Spread the word about our radio broadcast that we have. And we look forward to having you listen to future broadcasts. Thank you so much, everybody. And we wish you the absolute best for your wedding plans. Thank you.